Good morning, students. Welcome to the second module of our chapter Human Settlement. Already we have discussed about rural settlement in the last module. Today I am going to discuss about urban settlement in this module. So urban settlement means the people who are living in towns or cities and they work in secondary and tertiary sector. That means they are working in some manufacturing industries or factories or service sector. In urban settlement, the size of the population is high. The standard of living is also high because high income people live in this group. In urban settlement, the density of population is also more, and in cities and towns they are very closely spaced. The first urban settlement to reach a population of 1 million was the city of London by around AD 1810. By 1982, approximately 175 cities in the world had crossed the 1 million population. Presently, 48% of the world population lives in urban settlement compared to only 3% in the year 1800. Now, students, I am going to classify urban settlement. First, the definition of urban settlement varies from one country to another country. Some of the common basis of classification of urban settlement are: number one is size of population, number two is occupational structure, number three is administrative setup. First, we will discuss about population size. It is an important criteria used by most countries to define urban areas. The lower limit of the population size for an urban area varies from one country to another country. Such as in Colombia, the lower limit is 1500 people. In Argentina and Portugal, the lower limit is 2000 people. In America and Thailand, the lower limit is 2500 people. In India, the lower limit is 5000 people. Minimum is 5000 people. If it is more than 5000 people in India, then we call it as an urban area. Otherwise, we call it as a rural settlement. In Japan, it is 30000 people. So in different countries, you see the population size varies from one country to another country. It is not fixed. Alright. Second thing, the density of population should be 400 persons per square kilometer in India. The density of population should be minimum 400 persons per square kilometer in India. If it is less than 400 persons per square kilometer, then it is a rural settlement. If it is more than 400 persons per square kilometer, then only we will consider it as an urban settlement. And one more thing we will consider for the case of India, that is, what is the share of people working in non-agricultural activities? In Denmark, Sweden, Finland, all these places, a population size of 250 persons are called urban area. The minimum population for a city is 300 people for Iceland, whereas in Canada and Venezuela, the minimum population is 1000 persons. So in different countries, the population size varies separately. Second thing is occupational structure. In Italy, if more than 50% of the people, economically productive population, If they are engaged in non-agricultural activity, it is called urban settlement. If more than 50% people in Italy. Whereas in India, if more than 75% people are engaged in non-agricultural activity, then it is called urban settlement. So again, on the basis of occupational structure, different countries have different views. The third point is administration. The administration setup is a criteria for classification a settlement as an urban area or a rural area. For example, in India, a settlement of any size is classified as an urban area if that area is having municipality, or there is cantonment board, or it is a notified area council. Fourth point is location. The siting requirement of a holiday resort are quite different from that of an industrial town, or a military center, or a seaport. Strategic towns require sites offering natural defense. Mining towns require the presence of valuable minerals. Industrial town need local energy supply or power supply or raw materials. Tourist centers require attractive scenery or a beach or a spring with medicinal water or historical places. Ports require a harbor, etc. Locations of the earliest urban settlement were based on the availability of water, building material, and fertile land. Nowadays, piped water are supplied to distant settlement. Building materials can be easily transported for long distance. Therefore, nowadays, the cities are expanding to very far away places. Next, students, we are going to discuss about the functions of urban centers. The earliest towns were the centers of administration, trade, industry, defense, religious importance. Today, several new functions such as recreational, residential, transport, mining, manufacturing, and most recent activity is information technology. These are carried on in some specified towns. Nowadays, the towns perform multiple functions. For example, Sheffield. Sheffield is an industrial city, whereas London is a port city. Chandigarh is an administrative city. So nowadays, these large cities have greater diversity. They have many functions. So now I am going to discuss a very important question, that is functional classification of cities. Among that, the first type of city is administrative town or city. The national capitals, the capitals of different countries or capitals of different state, in which administrative offices of central government are located. For example, New Delhi, Canberra, Beijing, Addis Ababa, Washington DC, London. These are all administrative towns. The second type of towns are known as trading and commercial town. Agricultural market town, such as Winnipeg and Kansas City. Banking and financial centers like Frankfurt and Amsterdam. Large inland centers like Manchester and St. Louis. Transport towns, Lahore, Baghdad and Agra, these are important trading centers. The third type of towns are cultural towns. These cultural towns are places of pilgrimage, such as Jerusalem, Makkah, Jagannath Puri, Varanasi, All these places have religious importance. Some additional functions like health and recreation cities, example Miami and Panaji, industrial city like Pittsburgh and Jamshedpur, mining and quarrying towns like Broken Hill and Dhanbad, transport town like Singapore and Mughalsarai. So in this way, we are going to describe the functional classification of cities. Then classification of towns on the basis of form also. Like an urban settlement may be linear or a square or a star or crescent shape. Linear means already we have discussed that when the settlement is beside on either side of the road or either side of the railway line or either side of a canal, that is a linear form. Next one, the settlement can be a square form or it can be a star shape or it can be a crescent shape. These are on the basis of different forms. The next topic, students, is types of urban settlement. Types of urban settlement. So depending on the size and the services available and functions rendered, urban centers are designated as town or city or million city or conurbation or megalopolis. So first one, what is a town? A town is a compactly settled area, compact settled area. Usually it is larger than a village, but it is smaller than a city. Say for example, we can call this Jadugura as a town, or we can call Raudbhata as a town. Second one is a city. So what is a city? It is a large human settlement. It can be defined as a permanent and densely settled place with administratively defined boundaries, whose members mainly work in secondary activity or tertiary activity. Either they are working in some factory, like the people in Jamshedpur, they are working in TISCO or Telco. So cities generally have extensive system for housing, transport, sanitation, utilities, land use, and communication. The third one is called conurbation. This term was given by Patrick Geddes in 1915. The term conurbation was given by Patrick Geddes in 1915. And it applies to a large area of urban development. And this has resulted from the merging of originally separate towns. So either two towns or two cities, when they merge together, then it forms a conurbation. And it occurs through population growth and there is physical expansion. Example like Greater London, Manchester, Chicago, Tokyo, these are all examples of conurbation. The fourth type of urban settlement is known as megalopolis. This is a Greek word which means great city. This term was given by Jean Gottman. Megalopolis term was given by Jean Gottman. It is also known as a super metropolitan. And it is formed due to union of conurbation. When two conurbation meet together, then it becomes a megalopolis. It is defined as a group of two or more roughly adjacent metropolitan areas, which may be somewhat separate or may merge into a continuous urban region. Then it becomes a megalopolis. When two metropolitan cities merge together or two conurbation meet together, then it becomes a megalopolis. Like example of New York City and the surrounding area, including Long Island. That is an example of a megalopolis. The urban landscape stretching from Boston in the north to south of Washington in America. That is another example of a very good megalopolis. The fifth type of urban settlement is known as million city. So a city which has 1 million or more people, that is a million city. So first, for example, the example of Tokyo in Japan, where 27.2 million people live. London was the first million city which reached the mark 1 million mark in the year 1800. Already I have told you. Second was Paris in the year 1850. Next was New York in 1860. The last topic I am going to discuss with you students, that is, what are the problems of human settlement in developing countries? The settlement in the developing countries, they suffer from various problems such as unsustainable concentration of population, congested houses, congested street, lack of drinking water facility, lack of infrastructure such as electricity, lack of sewage disposal places, lack of hospitals, lack of educational facilities. We know, students, that people move to cities to avail the employment opportunities and civic amenities. Since most of the cities in the developing countries are unplanned, it creates severe congestion, traffic jams. Then there is shortage of house. And in the cities, you will find the houses are expanding vertically. Skyscrapers you will find. At the same time, in the cities, you will find there are growth of slums. In the rainy season, you will find there is lot of water logging. There is no proper drainage facilities. Nowadays, most of the cities are getting flooded during the rainy season. First, we will discuss the economic problems. Day by day, the employment opportunities are decreasing in rural areas as well as in the smaller urban areas. As a result, people are moving towards the big urban areas. And what is happening in the big urban areas? It is becoming a pool of unskilled and semi-skilled labor force, which is already saturated in the urban areas. The second problem is socio-cultural problem. Cities in the developing countries, they suffer from severe social ills, insufficient financial resources, fail to create adequate social infrastructure, catering to the basic needs of the huge population. The available educational and health facilities remain beyond the reach of urban poor. The poor people in the urban areas, they cannot avail the good schools or the private hospitals. Lack of employment and educational facilities is increasing the crime rates. Males are migrating more in the urban areas. As a result, the sex ratio is getting disturbed. Third is the environmental problem. The large urban population in developing countries, they are disposing huge quantity of water and all types of waste material. The domestic and industrial waste are either let into the general sewerage or dumped without treatment at unspecified location. Most of the rivers are getting polluted. Then massive use of firewood, that is polluting the air. People in the cities are not getting minimum quantity of potable water and water for domestic and industrial uses. So people in the cities are nowadays facing air pollution, water pollution, noise pollution, etc. So these are the different problems of urban settlement. So this is a very important question which is coming many times in the CBSE exam. Discuss the problems of urban settlement. With this, I come to the end of this chapter. Thank you, students.